and stared at it, sucking in her cheeks. Suddenly, she bent forward, spat on the toe cap, and started polishing with a brush rooted out of her apron pocket. Slut of a girl. Heaven knows what infectious disease may be breeding now in that boot. Anna must get rid of that girl, even if she has to do without one for a bit. As soon as she's up and about again. The way she chucked one boot down and then spat upon the other. She didn't care whose boots she'd got hold of. She had no false notions of the respect due to the master of the house. He turned away from the window and switched his bath towel from the washstand rail, sick at heart. I'm too sensitive for a man. That's what's the matter with me. Have been from the beginning, and will be to the end. There was a gentle knock at the door, and his mother came in. She closed the door after her and leant against it. Andreas noticed that her cap was crooked, and a long tail of hair hung down over her shoulder. He went forward and kissed her. Good morning, Mother. How's Anna? The old woman spoke quickly, clasping and unclasping her hands.
Andreas, please go to Dr. Orb as soon as you are dressed.
Why? He said. Is she bad?
Frau Binzer nodded, and Andreas, watching her, saw her face suddenly change. A fine...